With us this morning on the program, Troy Moyer, CMU men's lacrosse coach, James Steinke as well from the Maverick lacrosse team. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, congratulations. You end up getting the number one seed, Troy. We were talking about that when you were with us a couple of weeks ago, and actually when you were on the program about the scoring differential, how it was going to work out in terms of trying to win the conference championship of the number one seed, and that 24-7 win over CSU Pueblo, you guys go out and nail down the top seed for the RMAC tournament.
Yeah, definitely something we were happy to do, and it always makes it easy when we don't have to add in last-minute travel at the end of the season. So hosting the RMACs at home here is always one of our goals, and I think it's great for our fans. Maybe I'm biased, but I think CMU puts on one of the better events, so we're happy to be doing it.
J.J. Brumman had 5 goals for you in that game. Of course, you're now 7-1. You'll officially be the RMAC regular season co-champions with Westminster, but we know you guys are the champs. We're not going to share it with the Griffins. No way, no how. But that was, like I said, that, you know, being able to go out and put up 24 goals on them helped you get to secure that number one seed and the chance to host here. And that is huge when you're at your place at Community Hospital Unity Field. To have that crowd, that home crowd support, is going to be huge for you at the RMAC championships.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the 24 goals was great to put up on Pueblo. One, because it allowed us to host the tournament. But two, it just kind of filled us with some confidence offensively. It's always good when you get to see the ball go in the back of the net. And, yeah, we're hoping that that carries over here this weekend, being able to host and have our home fans here. I mean, the past couple years that we've had home games, we don't have many. But when we do, the fans come out in droves, and it's awesome to see the stands filled and hear the energy from the stands. So,
of course, we've got James Steinke as well from the CMU men's lacrosse team. And James, the chance to play at home, the RMAC tournament, kind of take us through what you're on the field, how you feel when you've got that kind of crowd support, and how that energizes you and your teammates.
Yeah, obviously it's a lot more fun getting to have your family and friends. I'm from Denver originally, so my parents and family all get to come out, and all they got to do is to do a quick 3-hour drive rather than either a flight to Salt Lake City or a drive to Alamosa or one of those places. So definitely good to just get another game at home. We always kind of just say it doesn't really matter where we play, right? We call ourselves the Road Warriors because we play so many games on the road. So used to not playing at home, but definitely happy to finally be back here and get to just hang out and hopefully win the whole thing.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the case. Yeah. James, kind of give us a little bit of the background of how you ended up coming to play at Colorado Mesa and joining this lacrosse program.
Yeah, so out of high school, I wasn't the most to start playing college lacrosse. I wasn't big into the recruiting process. And then my club coach, his name was Matt Bocklet. He played at Johns Hopkins. Just called the assistant coach at the time, whose name was Jake Padilla, who was a guy who played at Rutgers. And it was before Coach Moore was here, because I'm a fifth-year senior this year. And he just called me up, offered me a spot on the team, wanted me to come play here. And I said, all right, I'll stay in state, play some lacrosse, and see how it goes. And half a decade later, here I am.
Host the RMAC Championships coming up this weekend. That trip to Florida back a couple months ago, that's where you really kind of prepare for this part of the season. What are some takeaways from that trip, even though it's been a couple months? You've played all your RMAC games, won the RMAC, technically tied, but won the RMAC.
Yeah.
What lessons do you take from those teams that were ranked, you know, receiving votes, top 10 teams, you can now apply 2 months later to RMAC playoffs, hopefully the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that helps us out is the fact that in those Florida trips, we play 3 games in 5-6 days, which is a lot. Your legs get tired, your brain gets tired, and so the RMAC tournament is back-to-back. We play Friday, then we play Saturday. So kind of just being used to playing one game after another and just being ready to go. Having a short memory, if you make a mistake, move on from it. Know there's another opportunity out there, just kind of like on those Florida trips.
James, thank you with us today. Midfield attack, senior for the Colorado Mesa men's lacrosse team. Honorable mention All-American. Also, RMAC Midfielder of the Year back in 2021, 2022. So during your time here in Grand Junction, James, you've racked up quite a bit of hardware.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've loved every moment of it and happy I get to do it for this extra year.
For you, when did your love of lacrosse begin? How'd you get into lacrosse? What was the thing that drew you into the game?
Yeah, I was a hockey player when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, and then my brother started playing when he was in like third grade, And he went out and played with all of his buddies, and I was super jealous. I was in kindergarten at the time, and I was like, I want to try that out. So I strapped on my hockey pads and went out to a lacrosse practice and tried it out, and looked like a total goofball, but just fell in love with it right away, and then started focusing on it, honestly, from there on. It was my favorite sport and my main sport.
Now, we should acknowledge, too, that in terms of Maverick history, you're fourth right now in career points all time. So, I mean, you're one of the best players to ever put on the pads for CMU lacrosse.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been an honor. I got a lot of good teammates, good coaches. They keep giving me opportunities, and obviously I got an extra COVID year, so that helps me get some extra points there. But, yeah, it's just been super fun.
Troy, since you've been coaching James, where have you seen maybe the biggest growth in terms of what he's worked on and developed as a lacrosse player?
Yeah, I could tell you some stories about James when he was a freshman, but I'll save those for another time maybe.
Tell him now while he's sitting here. This would be perfect.
He knows what I'm thinking exactly. But, no, I think the biggest thing that I've seen in James is he's always had the talent. He's always been able to get the job done on the field, and it's really been kind of the maturity piece that comes, you know, when you're moving from being a high school age player up to college, and now he's a grown man playing his fifth year. The maturity that comes with understanding decision making, and then also just being a good teammate, right? I think it's easy when you're in high school to always be the best player and have everybody look up to you. You come in as a freshman, and now you're kind of just amongst the other good players. James's talent level has always allowed him to kind of even that playing field, but now knowing again what it takes to be a true leader on the team and help his younger teammates out, the underclassmen, and bring them along and really make this thing something that's going to last well after he leaves, you know, and leave his legacy on the – not just in his points, those records, but also just in kind of the whole demeanor and the mentality of the team moving forward.
What's the future for you, James? Professional lacrosse, or is that something you're kind of hoping to get into? Moving on to a career, what's kind of the plan for you?
Plan right now is career. My dad works in real estate. Plan is to go home, work with him in real estate. But professional lacrosse is tough to get into. Right now they have the PLL and the draft for that. Right now they take like 32 guys. They take 32 guys out of Division I to Division III. And so it's just really tough to get into. So I wish, but I
wish,
you know, it's tough.
Yeah, it's like you got a tremendous backup plan, though.
Yeah.
For what you're going to do with the rest of your career and the rest of your life. So it's Adams State on Friday.
Yep.
Give us a little preview, a little scouting report on Adams State.
Yeah, I think they're gritty. I'd say that. You know, they're a type of team that doesn't quit. They might not always have the depth that some of the other teams they play have. They might not have exactly the same talent, the amount of left-handed players we have in Westminster has. So that makes things challenging for them, but they're never going to quit. Those guys are going to go out and play to the end. And we actually just played them this past Friday and saw that same thing. We got up on them and opened the door a little bit. They started putting the ball in the back of the net. So they're going to make sure that they take care of their opportunities. They're a bunch of athletes and you know, more than capable of playing top lacrosse. It's just the depth. So if we can get on them early, kind of keep the foot on the gas, and then, you know, I think utilize our depth and let it run, I think we'll have a pretty good time on Friday.
How much of that nothing to lose nature that Adams State probably comes in with? Because, I mean, everybody's looking, Saturday is going to be you in Westminster. They really have nothing to lose. How dangerous does that make them?
Yeah, I think it makes them more dangerous than people realize, right? Even like you kind of mentioned, everybody's kind of penciling in us in Westminster because that's what it's been. And I would actually say nobody should be taking Concordia University Irvine, the other team that'll be playing on Friday, for granted either, because they're a tough competitor. But, you know, when you get a team that kind of has that underdog mentality, I think they're dangerous, right? You have to respect everybody. Fear nobody, but respect everyone. And I think, Adams State will definitely bring it to you if you overlook them.
At 7 o'clock Friday night, Community Hospital, Unity Field, Colorado Mesa Lacrosse takes on Adams State. Get out and cheer on the Mavericks coming up on Friday night. I do want to mention Dylan Checkitz for you, RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. He's had a sensational season for you.
Yeah. Dylan's another guy who I think his entire career has been pretty successful. He struggled a little bit. He's facing some injuries this year that he picked up. And so it's really good to see him kind of get back to form. I think he's feeling more confident in himself moving forward. And so that's going to be huge for this weekend as well, if we can keep having him win at a pretty high clip.